بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, alhamdulillah, while we're nearing the end of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, we have to remind ourselves to become very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the time went very quickly, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the time He gave us. And Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, "In shakartum lazidannakum." If you are grateful to me, I will increase you. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to increase us in the last couple of days, to give us more spiritual benefits, inshallah ta'ala. Allow us, inshallah, to become the best that we can in this Mubarak month, become transformed individuals, inshallah ta'ala. So today, inshallah, for our dua, there are a lot of duas I wanted to cover, and there's so many, mashallah, and you know, just overwhelmed sometimes thinking about which one to use and which one to cover. Which ones should we do today? Which one should we do tomorrow? Et cetera, et cetera. All this different planning. Today, mashallah, I wanted to cover one of my most favorite du'as. If you ask me, it is my favorite du'a in the Quran. It is the du'a of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam is my favorite Nabi in the Quran too, because he's the absolute best guy in the world. Subhanallah. You look at his story, his life, the way he lived, what he did, the amazing person he was, alayhi salam. You know, like people are like, oh, he was king. He was a king. He had all his money and stuff like that. I said, no, I'm not impressed. Right? It's not about the dunya. It's about his deen. That subhanAllah, even though he had all this money, he never forgot Allah Ta'ala. Even though he had all this wealth, he never forgot Allah. This is the fakhr. This is the pride, right? That a person, subhanAllah, having this much from Allah Ta'ala, has become more grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at how Allah begins the story here. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Allah Ta'ala talks about the virtue or the blessing that He gave to Dawood alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah did not talk about their wealth. Allah Ta'ala talked about their ilm. When Allah Ta'ala wanted to praise what He gave to them, He said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. We gave them knowledge. And because of that knowledge, they started to say, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. They said, Alhamdulillah. الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because of this, Allah has made us greater than majority of His slaves. Because Allah Ta'ala gave them ilm. And this is something we undervalue and we should remind ourselves. Ulama, warasatul anbiya. The scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. That a person was chosen to become an alim of deen, Allah Ta'ala made him a waris to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became an inheritor of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life is not connected to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same way you and I, after we pass away, our children will receive our inheritance. This is the value and the honor of a person who studies deen. That they are connected to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no other way. What are you supposed to do, right? Similarly, when a person studies Hifz of the Quran or studies Ilm of Deen, anything it is, mashallah, thank Allah Ta'ala for these things. I tell you, subhanAllah, we have become, people look at it like, oh, his life has become miserable. How did he become miserable? He's become the greatest person in the world. خَيْرُكُمْ أَن تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you. سَبْسَ بِهْتَرِين. Right? What is it? That the one who learns the Quran and those who teach the Quran. In Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words. We, mashallah, we have understanding that this person is the best. Oh, Elon Musk made some money. Oh, he shot a satellite into the sky. To hell with the satellite. Who cares about that satellite? Subhanallah, this person, subhanallah, from his du'as, goes to the Arsh Azim. What else would you care about then after that? Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi faddalana ala kaseer min ibadil mu'mineen. Wa warisa Sulaymanu Dawood. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, Sulaiman alayhi wa sallam inherited from Dawood alayhi wa sallam. Wa qala ya ayyuhan nas. And he said, all mankind. علمنا منطق الطير. We've been taught the dialogue and the speech of the birds. And subhanAllah, how will you understand this? You know, I challenge you to find any of the richest people in the world. Can they do something like this? منطق الطير. The birds can communicate and converse with Sulaiman. He has legions upon legions of soldiers from the men. He has legions upon legions. Thousands upon thousands of soldiers from the jinn, and subhanAllah, the birds, the eagles, the falcons, all of them are also from the army of Sulaiman alayhi salam. These are Junudu Sulaiman. It's not me saying this, Allah Ta'ala is saying this. Utina min kulli shayin hada lahu al-fadl mubin. This is a clear virtue from Allah. He says that I can speak the language of the birds. What a clear fakhr from Allah Ta'ala. It's an amazing thing. Wahushira li Sulaiman junudu min al-jinn wal-insi wal-tayr fahum yuz'un. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had a huge what we call a parade, right? A military parade. So he was walking and he's marching. They say he was going for Hajj possibly. He was going to make some tawaf, etc. Or he was just showing off the power that Allah has given him in the world to show everyone the quwwah of Allah Ta'ala, right? The power of Allah Ta'ala in this dunya. One time, mashallah, Muslims understood this reality. When they used to give khutbah from the minbar in those conquered lands, they would give khutbah. Not, you know, you're supposed to wear like a staff. You're supposed to have the staff. We tried the staff here, but it's very dangerous. You know, the kids could take it and, you know, qiyamah, right? But in the conquered lands in Islam, When you give khutbah, you give it with a sword to show people that this is part of the izzah of deen, right? The turban used to be huge. The power of Islam, the might of Islam, right? One day when Sheikh Bakhtiar Kaki, rahmatullahi, he went into Delhi and he conquered the masjid they made was what? I think it was called Quwwatul Islam. He called it the might of Islam. MashaAllah. You know, having said that, Muslims at one time understood this reality that Allah Ta'ala gave you izzah in the dunya. Walk with that izzah. Don't be a weak guy. We're not weak individuals. We're humble individuals. There's different things. So having said that, Sulaiman alayhi salam, mashallah, he had his profession, he has his procession of his jinn, his insan, and all the birds. And all of them are flying in formation. No one is moving a single inch off. When you walk with soldiers, right? Everyone has to be marching, right? You have to march in a certain pattern. What happens if you march too fast? You're going to step on the shoes of the guy in front of you and stuff like that, right? That's why you walk in order. That's why when we teach students, you have to make sure you're disciplined. So disciplined to the degree, if your teacher tells you to do something, you do it right away, immediately, and you do exactly what he told you to do. Learn to be disciplined. This is part of Islam. So subhanAllah, every soldier was walking in his right pattern. Every jinn was walking or moving or slithering, whatever jinns do in their pattern. And the birds were flying in formation in a pattern. Now you can imagine how Sulaiman was feeling. If you were the leader of this army, how would you feel? Right? What halat will come onto your heart? What feelings will come onto your heart? Wow, look how I am. Look how I am. Hatta idha ataw ala wadin naml. Then finally, Allah Ta'ala is teaching Sulaiman something, and you're going to see something great coming up from Sulaiman. He comes across the valley of the ants. Allah Ta'ala, he highlights something so insignificant. Have you ever noticed ants before? Have you ever looked at ants, try to find them, right? It's not that you find them, it's that they find you, right? You subhanAllah, are going to go through musibah if you find ants, right? But you're not looking for them. Allah Ta'ala, he highlighted this because the value of this ant that's about to speak right now. It's a very beautiful, Mubarak thing that this ant says. What does the ant say? Qalat Namla. One of the ants, they see Sulaiman walking, and they see his army walking, and they're traveling over, right? Allah knows where this land is. Allah knows. I don't know where it is. It could be Bangladesh for all I care. You know, subhanAllah. It doesn't, Allah that didn't call it by the name of the town or anything. Allah called it by the valley of the ants. Because the amal that the ant is about to do made that land valuable. What is that? What is the words that it said? Qalat Namla, Ya ayyuhan namlu udkhulu masakinakum. Oh ants, I come to you as a da'i. I'm telling you as a warning. All you enter your homes right now. Sulaiman and his army is coming. Because of the da'wah of the ant, because of the invitation of the ant, Allah mentioned the ant in the Quran. Because of the fact it became a da'i ilallah. Right, subhanAllah, a person was calling to save people from destruction. So the ant said, please, oh ants, all you enter your homes, please be careful. La yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu. Don't let Sulaiman and his army trample you. And then subhanAllah, the ant said something so remarkable at this last point that it pierced the heart of Sulaiman alayhi salam. What did the ant say? Wahum la yash'urun. My beloved ants, enter your homes. Don't let Sulaiman and his army trample on you when they don't realize you're here. When they don't notice you're here. What does this mean? If he noticed the ants, would he trample on them? The ant is praising Sulaiman alayhi salam. The ant is loving Sulaiman alayhi salam. He's saying, oh, Sulaiman, if Sulaiman knew that we were here, he would never step on us. This is how much subhanAllah he loves us. Such a small little thing that you and I would probably play with, you know, like the what is it called? The magnifying glass. And like, you know, you put it under the sun and it makes like the little heat ray and then you start. But right, you guys never did that, right? Alhamdulillah, you're a good kid, mashallah. The good kids, mashallah, right? Alhamdulillah. Like, subhanAllah, we abuse animals. We abuse. I mentioned this maybe in a very older tafsir, but like the idea of like we as, subhanAllah, especially our Desi community, have no muhabba for animals at all. SubhanAllah, nothing. Absolutely zero. Less than, we're negative. Forget about zero. The dogs, the things and that, all these different things. Our community, subhanAllah, treat them so roughly. I said, subhanAllah, I get it. Like, he's not, you can't pet him. You can't, like, let him lick you. What those, to pay to Allah Ta'ala makhluk hai, right? It's still Allah Ta'ala's creation. You know, subhanAllah, I had such an argument just to get a cat at home, subhanAllah. Like, as if, like, you know, subhanAllah. And then even now, I get from some ulama, they tell me that, like, oh, you could feed, like, you know, you can give sadaqah to here, here, and here. Why don't you feed? I said, subhanAllah, we could do both, right? It's halal to do both, right? You know, I could feed people in Bangladesh and I can feed an animal too, why not? SubhanAllah, like who knows what the dua, what value, what Allah will accept, Ya Rabbal Alameen, SubhanAllah. Keeping this in mind, mashallah, I forgot what the ant. The ant. So subhanAllah, such an insignificant small thing. And he was saying, oh Sulaiman, if he knew you were here, he would not step on us. Sulaiman, he started to smile from what it said, and he was so happy. And what did he say at this moment after hearing this ayat? He became humbled. When you become humble, you make dua. Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi. He said, Rabbi awzi'ni. It's ayah number 19 in Surah Naml. Rabbi awzi'ni. Allah, keep me in control. He said, Ya Allah, you made my whole army in control. Ya Allah, I want you to keep me in control. Don't let me step a single foot or a single way out of your path, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And what do I want? That every moment of my life, an ashkura, that I can make shukr to you, Ya Allah. Ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi, that you gave me blessings upon me, wa ala waliday. And he said, on my parents, Ya Rabbal Alameen. This is a beautiful dua. So Rabbi Aslam said, Allah, I did not get here by myself. Many kids, subhanAllah, they raise in America, I tell you, subhanAllah, I've read Sarif on the bottom nonsense kids, right? They're not you guys. You guys, mashallah, good kids, mashallah, inshallah ta'ala. The thing is that, subhanAllah, so many people I've seen that when they don't realize what their parents have done for them. I tell you, man, I've never seen a person become so barbad, so miserable, that they forgot what their parents have done for them. SubhanAllah, he thinks that he came here by himself. He rode over here on the boat and he came over here, right? And he's like, oh, I was born here and I have all the money and now I'm going to send my parents to a retirement home. Ajib, you have that little ability in your life that you can't even pay and provide for your parents when they become old? That you can't drive them around, that you can't show them love and muhabba. Allahu Akbar, imagine if your mom one time, subhanAllah, when you were crying at night time, when you needed your diaper change or you needed to be fed milk, she said, you know what, today, I don't know, man, it's not going to feed the bills, you know? You know, subhanAllah. Allah forgive. Surah is teaching us something. He said, Ya Allah, I did not have this kingdom by myself. Who gave me this kingdom? Allah gave it, but who, by whose hand did he give it to? From his father? Dawood alayhi salam. He said, Ya Allah, you gave my father Dawood, that's why I have everything. SubhanAllah, he's making dua for his parents. An ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi wa ala waliday. Allah, keep me in control, make me grateful. Wa a'mala salihan. And he said, Ya Allah, this is the beautiful part. I tell you, his humility is incredible. This man, subhanAllah, is like, you know, you as you know, Sulaiman can control the winds, right? He can control the jinnat. He can control the winds. He could fly in a month's journey. He had like this huge, they said like this huge, I don't know, they described it as a pyramid, but I think it's more like a carpet. He would, yeah, carpet, right? They would put it out and everyone would be on top. And then he would say, Bismillah, he would say by the name of Allah, and the carpet would lift and he would fly wherever he needed to go, subhanAllah. This is like incredible. You know, this is the type of person. And subhanAllah, he's building masajid, he's building maharib. He's building places, he's pitching soup kitchens in their time, right? Huge places, right? Langar, we call it, right? The areas for people, the poor people to eat. All these different things he's doing. And he says at the end of the dua, "Wan a'mala salihan." Ya Allah, let me do one good deed that you love. Tarda, that makes you happy. Ajib. After everything he said, he did, he said, Ya Allah, just give me one amal that you love. Ajib. Allahu Akbar. People have less than this and they're more ungrateful. He has so much and he's become so grateful. And he said, Ya Allah, I don't know if any of my amal has been accepted. Give me one amal that you like. وَنَا أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى وَدَخِلْنِي And Allah, enter me بِرَحْمَتِكَ into your rahmah when I die فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ amongst your pious people. He's saying, Ya Allah, I don't want to be separated from my father Dawood when I die. Imagine that, Subhan al-Qiyamah, that you wake up on the wrong side. Oh, Allah Akbar, what are you going to do? When you die, you don't know what's going to happen, right? You wake up on the wrong side, what are you going to do? Make dua, brothers and sisters in Islam. This is a beautiful dua. He asked for shukr. He thanked what Allah gave to his parents. He asked for a single good deed that Allah loves. And he said, Allah, enter me into your ibadika salihin, right? MashaAllah. We make dua to Allah, that Allah to accept this. A beautiful dua. I make this every salah. I don't miss this one. I don't know. This reminds me so impactful to my life, MashaAllah. And this dua is just so remarkable. We make dua, Ya Allah. We've done so many sins, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, forgive all the sins, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbal Alameen, give us one amal that you love in this Mubarak month of Ramadan that put us straight into Jannah Firdaus with the Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah accept for everyone, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.